A few years ago, many years ago, when my father first retired, he made us some bread one day, just shortly after he retired. And we had it for supper, and it was really good bread. I mean, it was really, really good bread. There were four boys in our family, and I mean, we plowed into that bread, and we were really enjoying this bread. And we were probably about three quarters of the way through the meal and the loaf of bread, and all of a sudden, my father exclaims, "Oh, I forgot to put the raisins in the raisin bread." Well, being four boys, we really harassed him about that. Actually, it was we harassed him for many years afterwards about that whenever it would come up. But we'll come back to that. So today's readings bring us some examples of bread come down from heaven. In the first reading, we see Elijah being given bread for a journey. Elijah is fleeing the wrath of Ahab and Jezebel after he has shown up the prophets of Baal and then destroyed them. Elijah in the desert has now given up and is asking the Lord to let him die. The Lord nourishes him with bread and water. When we read further in the story, we see Elijah is hungry after walking for 40 days and 40 nights. The bread was given for a mission and has accomplished what it was meant to do. Elijah must now set to work. In the second reading, we see the bread of compassion being asked from us to be given to others. My father never baked another loaf of bread. Perhaps if we had taken into the account the bread of compassion, we would have had more of that delicious bread. So we are asked to give up anger and sin, to paraphrase, and replace what is bad with being kind, compassionate, and forgiving to one another. To live as Christ did, in love of one another and sacrificing himself for others. This is a mission of all Catholics. In the gospel, Jesus tells us of a whole new type of bread. In that he says, "I am the bread of life." Jesus then immediately references the manna given to the ancestors in the desert. A quick quiz here. Last week, Jesus told us who sent the manna. Who sent the manna? Was it Moses? Or was it sent by God the Father? From heaven. It was from God, from heaven. The manna was given daily for only one day's journey or one day's rest in the desert. That was the mission of that bread. But back to Jesus. Jesus said, "I am the bread of life," indicating that he is the bread of life. But this was no quick reference to just the manna and bread in the desert. This is a reminder of the entire story, which includes God's revelation of himself in the desert as "I am." Jesus is revealing himself now as "I am the bread of life." The crowd is murmuring. They are now asking, "Who is this Jesus? We know him. He's a nobody. We know his father. We know his mother. How can he be from heaven? And how much less can he be the great I am?" The crowd is not following Jesus' teachings, only his miracles. Jesus tells them this. Last week we heard him say, "You believe because I fed you." They say, "Feed us food." But in reality, they are saying, "Don't confuse us with the facts. We will believe what we want to. We have our reality. You have yours. Don't be mixing facts with our version of reality." They said, "We want bread, but we don't want the mission to follow you. We want it easy." Jesus is teaching a very hard reality to those present. the true reality. There is a God. He is here on earth. He loves you, and he is going to feed you with his body, blood, soul, and divinity. The people of the time were thinking, whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay, there is a God, check. Here on earth, maybe from a distance. Loves us? Not very probable. But if he does love us, it's through wrath and punishment. He's going to feed us with his body and blood. They're thinking, not a chance. We sacrifice to God. It is the way it has been, and we like it that way. But God sacrificed for us so we can have eternal life. Jesus tells us, whoever eats this bread will live forever. We need the bread of life for all our journeys. The bread will provide for us for our mission to continue on until it is finished. We come to the table regularly to feed for the next mission, the next leg of our journey. We are asked to eat of the bread often. We are told in Corinthians, for as often as you eat of this bread, we proclaim Jesus' death and resurrection. In Mass, we are doing one of our missions, proclaiming Jesus. We are told to go to Mass, but not so often why we should go. The why is, we are doing Jesus' work here at Mass. We are in mission while at Mass. We are proclaiming Jesus just as he asks us to do. The next question is, what else is Jesus feeding us for? For some, the newly initiated, the sick, the infirmed, Mass may be the entire mission. For others, Mass is only the beginning, not the end. It is a sending off with enough bread to enter into the second mission field outside of these walls and take the bread of compassion to others, to bring the hope of the resurrection to others, in our families, our workplaces, our friends, where we eat, to all we encounter along the way. We are known as Christians by our love, by the bread of compassion, by the forgiveness we give. When we speak, others listen, some to learn, some to see if we will trip up. As Catholics, though, we are always about the Father's business. Even if that is not what we call our reality, that is our true reality.